Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the framework of our Shovavim Shiurim, we're going to be learning today some Hilchos Nida. The minhag is, amongst Yireim and Shleimim, that during the period of Shovavim, Shemot Ve'er Bova Shalchis from Mishpatim, and the leap year also Tat, Terumah Tetzaveh, the minhag is to learn about Inyanei Tara, Shmiras Habrit, Shmiras Ha'inayim, both on a more Kabbalistic, spiritual, abstract level, in the Inyani Chasidus, Inyani Machshava, and in addition, to also learn the Halachas, Halacha Lemaisa, Halachas Nida. And today we're going to be learning the Halachas, it's Hashem, based on the Sefer of Maran, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rabbi Avadia Yosef, in his Sefer Yabia Omer Chelek Ches Simen Yud Zayin, a number of shilas he was asked. It's always interesting to see what Rav Avadia answers and his great bekiyas. And this way we'll accomplish both being mekayim the minhag to learn in Yanei Nida and Yanei Taras Habayis during Shovavim. We'll be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We'll learn more about in Yanei Taras Habayis, which will purify our home. As Rabbi Sol Salanter says, that whenever you learn a topic, it both affects you directly. Directly, if you learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, you're going to speak less Lashon Hara. If you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you're going to keep Shabbos better. And it also helps you in all areas of Avodas Hashem. If you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you're going to daven Shachris better. You're going to be more careful about Kashrus. That's the Koach of Torah. So we're Zocha to learn these Inyanim, Tzadik Schus. L'chvod yididi v'chavidi akar ruach ish tevuno morak chorutz baal pifios doyresh kisrei osios. Ravadi was always very, as many of the meshivim, always very poetic in his introductions. Rabbi Gidon ben Moshe Shlita Rambi Shibat Yehaveh Da'at Yerushalayim Umore Tzedek Bekehilatenu. So he's writing this letter to Rabbi Gidon ben Moshe. Ben Moshe is not his father's name, it's his last name. And who knows, maybe it's also his father's name, Gidon ben Moshe ben Moshe. And he's a Ram in Yeshiva Schichavidas, and he's also a Posek, he paskins Nita Shailas. So he's asking Maran various questions. Achare Atras Achaim Bashalom Akol Tusela. Kvot Haraso Hevi Mashakasa Veshut Mil Tzdoko Vekesem Shenim Sal Beged Uveemsa Kesem Yesh Tseva Mare Lovon Asher Korob Levade Shebomi Gufo Rak Shaloi Bahar Gosha Sheaf Al Pishe Bitome Ein Shiur Kagris Veoid. The Shailas and Shuvas Mild Staka and Simon Samach Beis was discussing a stain, a blood stain that is found on the garment of a woman. And in the middle of a stain, of this stain, there is a mare lovon. So you have some red, some blood, some white, that almost definitely came from her body. She didn't feel it, but it came from her body. There's no hargosha. And then there's more red. So in the tame part, there is no stray kegris. We know that in order to be metame a kesem, this stain, it needs to be the size of a gris. Of something like a dime. You can look in all the Nida books, they have many of them, they have pictures of a gris, exactly how large it is. So there has to be, in order to be metame, this mare, it has to be the size of a gris. And here there isn't a straight gris. There's red, then there's white, and then there's more red. But if you look at each stain of red alone, there is not the size of a gris. However, if you can disregard the white that's in between, and you're mitzaref both of them, both blood stains, then there is a gris. Says the Mild Staka, in such an instance, she's tmeya. You take the two blood stains on either side of the white that came from her body, the white hotza that came from her body, and we're metame here. And so writes Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Chedushim in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Seif Yud, and also Rav Padva in the Cheshev HaEifor in Chelik Bey, Siman Kuf Lamed Vav. So this Rav Ben Moshe writes to Rav Ovadia that he didn't see this din in the Sefer Taras Habayis. Sefer Taras Habayis is two large volumes on Hilchos Nida that Rav Ovadia wrote. Could I to have? Could I to learn? And it's a very common question, these maris. And he didn't bring it in your Sefer, Rabbi, says Rabbi Gidon Ben Moshe to Rav Ovadia. Vudin Matsui Me'od, it's very common. Ari Nase Shoel, play on words. Normally it says Ari Nase Shuel, there's an expression like that, that a lion became a fox. So in the Tshuva Sfarim they make it Ari, this lion, this great Talmud Chacham, became a Shoel, became an asker. Should I pass in this way, like the meal stalker, like Rabbi Kivegan, like the Cheshav Eifo that she's Tamea? Hine b'shut meal stalker kosev gam ken shekesev shenimtza al beged ha'asui pasim levonim v'tzivonim v'nimtza kesem al chelak halavon v'over derek makom hatzavua v'yotze al chelak halavon shebetzido ha'acher shnei chalokim shenimtzu al halavon mitzdarfim l'shir kegris ve'oid. So the Meal Tztaka also says that if you have a kesem that is on, you have this stain that's on a beged that has pasim, it has different lines, white colored. We know that a kesem is metame only on white, not on color. So let's say you have this kesem on the white, and then there's a blue line also, so it went past through the blue. And then it came out on the other side, one to the white again, and then there was more of the kesem. So the question is, do we say that the blue, that the color, that tzivoni, was mafsik b'neihem, that it shouldn't be a shir kegris? It says the Meal Tztaka, no. The chelek ha-tzivoni is not mafsik b'neihem. And she's taka tumeya. We say that the blood on either side of the law, on either side of the pas, Sivoni, either side of the colored line, since on either side it's white, the garment is white and the blood is on the white on either side, and altogether it's a gris. Mimela, she's Tumea. Because of Atzemach Tzedek bepiskei dinim, Shagon Marzkeno Hagraz. The great Lubavitcher Rebbe in his Piskei Dinim says that his grandfather, Reb Shneur Zalman Miliadi, is not maskim with the Meal Tztaka. He doesn't agree. Since there is a tzavua in the middle, it's not mitzdaref, it's mafsik between the two chelke lavan, and so writes the Shailos and Shubas Emek Sheela. Shaholimar Zkeno Hagraz Hetik Rakis Hadina Rishon Shela Meal Tztaka. Shekesim shenimtza chelek halavim v'chelek hatzavua eino mitztarif v'hi tahora v'lohetik siyum divrei ha-meil tztaka shemakesim nimtza al-shel chelke halavon v'over derech hatzavua mitztarif nire shecholek al-meil tztaka b'ze v'lachen yesh mokam lohokel b'nidon didon. Says the Shalos and Shuvas Emek Shela that since Reb Shneur Zalman copied only the first din of the meil tztaka, that if you have a kesem on the white part of the garment and on the colored part of the garment, you're not mitzaref the kesem. In other words, the colored part doesn't count to be as part of the shear together with the white part, and therefore if there's not a shear on the white alone, she's tahora. But he doesn't add this chiddush of the Meal Tztaka, that if the kesem is on two sides, on the white, two sides on either side of the color, and therefore you would have on the white, you would have a stain on either side, Meal Tztaka says that she's Tumea, and because it's Mitztaref, even though it goes Derech Tzavua, even though it passes through the colored part, since it's there's a shear on the white part, she's Tumea. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Reb Shneur Zalman Liadi, doesn't copy that. So apparently he argues with the Meal Tztaka on this point. And he holds that it is mafsik, and she's tahora. So we have two similar shailas. We have being mitzaref two maris to the shear of a kesem. One is when there's white in the middle, a white hafrash in the middle, which is not metame her. And the other is when there's a pas tzivoni, when there's a colored line in the middle. So since the Shulchan Aruch Harav seems to be makel, we can follow him, and we can be metayer this woman who has this this mare on either it's with white in the middle, but there's not a shear of blood, a straight shear of kagris of blood, and also if there's a tzivoni in the middle, she's a garment that's partly has lines, has colored lines, and then there's white and line white, so it's not mitzarif. The color in the middle is not mitzarif. The mare and the white on either side doesn't combine them. However, Rav Avadia concludes, "Ubisifri Tara Sabayis b'Mishmeres Tara Helesi Sha'iker Kedivrei Rov Ha'achronim Shemiyesh B'Shnei Chelkei Aksamim Shiur Kegris Ve'od Ein Hamakom Atzavu Amafsik Beineim." I paskin that if on either side of the kesem where there is white, there's a on the garment, if it's on the white garment, and there's not a shear at one shot, but on both sides, when there's a hefsek in the middle, but on both sides altogether there is a shear, so I said to be machmir, because the mokom atzavu is not considered a hefsek. And memela we should be machmir v'chei minid udon yekar sheish lahachmir v'yesh lo mar adin denidon didan me'adin shevesi b'taris habayis sham ten l'chacham b'yech kamod. He says very simply, since I paskin in the taris habayis to be machmir in the case where there is a line, a colored line through which this kesem goes, and then on both sides of this colored line there's white and there's a shear of blood altogether on the white, there I paskin to be machmir. Here also you can learn from there to be machmir in our case of where she has a mare and there's a white hafrasha from her body that is in the middle of the blood, and then altogether the blood is a gris, but it's not in one place. There's blood, and then there's white, the white hafrasha from her body, and then there's another, more blood. So there you're going to be machmir. Why are you going to be machmir there? Because you can learn from what I wrote about the when there's a striped garment, when there's colored stripes. Just like when there are colored stripes, as long as there's a shear in the white, you could be mitzarif. The shear in the white, even though there's a colored stripe in the middle, so you combine the blood on the two sides of the white. So to here, you combine the blood on the two sides of this mara, and even though there's a hafrasha in the middle of white, it doesn't matter because on either side there's blood, and memela, since those blood combines for a shear kagris, she is tumeya. So maskana de milsa, Reb Avadia is machmir. It's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Rishnei Rizam Meliadi, and the Shas and Shuvas Mil Tztaka, and on the Mil Tztaka's team, he has Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he has the Shas and Shuvas Chesheva Eifod, and now Rav Avadia joins the team. We're machmir in a mare where there's a hafsaka be'emsa of either a colored stripe or a white hafrasha from her body, which is not metami, but as long as there's a shear of blood altogether, we're mitzarif those two bloods, and this kesem is going to be tumeya. And then he sends you to another address, Ayenod Lagon Reb Shlomo Kluger, in the Sefer Mei Nidan, Kuntri Zachron, Simen Kuvtzadi Sivtes, page Chav Gimel, Amid Beis. Od Heir Mara Mashik Asafti B'Sifri Taras Habayis Chelek Aleph, Mishmeres Atayra Amid Shin Sarivav. You also commented on what I wrote in my Sefer Taras Habayis in Chelek Aleph in page 396. Shepashut Shim Nimtza Aketam Al Tzidot Tzavua Shal Abeged Asamuch Lipsara V'Chadar Amok Ad shenirah ketem heitev gam b'tzido halavan v'yesh po kegris ve'od tmeya. That it's pashut that if you find the kesem on the colored part of a garment that's next to her body, and it penetrated deeply until the stain is seen on the white part of the garment, and it has a gris, she's tmeya. That's what I paskin. So if she has, again, if she has a hafrasha of blood, and this blood hits a colored garment, so it's not metame. There was no hargasha, she just sees a blood stain of on the garment, and there's a sheer kegris, but it's a colored garment. So she's not tameya. The only thing is that the blood, as is the derech of blood to stain, it went through and it hit also the other side of the garment, which is white. So I paskin that if there's a gris, she's tameya. And you commented from the Sefer Shailos and Shuvas Betzela Chochma or Betzalel Stern Zechatan Klivrachon Chela Kesim and Kufmentes who paskin Lahakel. V'nir Shibenidun Didan writes the Betzela Chochma Shibebeget Shetzido Echad Lovan Betzido Hasheni Tzavua Uboa Kesim Al Tzido Tzavua. Gam im nischalchel hakesem ve'ovar atzido halovon ein kan kesem ha-metame she'ilu ha'isa bo lishol koidem she'ovar l'tzad halovon ha'inu metarem ha'isa im ken gam bovar adam l'tzad halovon tohoira v'dami l'nimsa kesem lach agabe beged savua v'naga bo beged lovon v'nichtam v'nikar bo maridam tor dam gamur she'ein metame mosa she'hol she'bishah she'hakesem hoya al beged at savua t'yeruah chazal l'fi she'ein hakesem nikar kemare dam Gomer, Kumash Pirish Rashi Benita, in Cain, Gam Atashu Nikra, Alabegat Halavan, Shudam, Shuviev Shilatame, Osebishvil Kach. So Betzalel Stern says the following time. He says, if you have a begat that one side is colored and one side is white, and the Kesem starts in the colored side and then gets to the white side, she's Tahora. It's not Metame. Why? Because if she would have asked when it was on the colored side, we would have said, you're Tahora. And therefore, even though it came afterwards to the white side, she's still Tahora. And it's similar to a moist stain on a beged savua, and then it touches a beged lavan, and the beged lavan becomes stain. Even though it looks like blood, it doesn't matter. We're not metame here, since when it was on the beged savua, it was tahora. Because we know that when it's on a beged savua, like Rashi's and Edus Amichalaf Amid Beis, it doesn't look like dam gamur when it's on a colored garment, only on white and light colors. Which is another topic. So since when the blood was on the colored garment, it didn't look like blood, and the Chazal were metayer. If afterwards this garment touches a white garment, she's still going to be tahora. So here also, when it starts with the colored side and then hits the white side, since if she would have asked when it was on the colored side, it would have been metayer her. So even when it hits the white side, we're also metayer. So that's what the Betzalel Stern says. However, Rav Avadia says, "Ulfi ani ustai tiyain dvar of mukhrachim." He says, "I'm not so impressed." The shiny hasam shenimtsa kesem al beget savua before yatzad ever b'tara. There it's different. There was a beget and there was a beget savua and it was already tar, and that's it. Gandik, we're finished. This beget is now paskin tahora. So if it touches afterwards a beget lavan, so this beget lavan touched the kesem tar, so we're not going to be metamer. So too, if you have a thick kesem, it's moist and it's less than a gris, even if we would smear it and it would spread out to be more than a gris, where we don't do that. We just see it as it is before us. And even if it touches afterwards another baget and it spreads to more than a gris, we're not metame. So here also, if it hits a colored baget and then afterwards it touches a different baget, a white baget, no, it's already tar, it's too late. But here it's different. Here it's one garment. One garment, she had a frasha, and it went from the colored side to the white side, so it's all considered one pula, and she's tamea. And so writes in the Sefer Paradeis Simcha, Shadover Poshet Shim Over Akesem Mitzada Beged Tzavua Letzada Lovan, she's tamea. Not only that, even if you're going to say that it's still a suffix, this is a beged hasamuch lebisara. And if it's a beged hasamuch lebisara, and you see this kesem, so odds are, came from her body. And therefore she's tameya. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Chelik Yerodeh, Samukov Samach Aleph. Lahachmir bekesem nimsa acholak hasamuch lebasar. He's machmir in a kesem that's next to her body. And so writes the Shalos Tshuvos Kol Aryei Simin Samech Shechalil Lahakel Kenegdo Ki Mi Yavo Achar Melech Lahakel Kenegdo Chas Shalom to be Mekel against the Chasim Sofer. Especially you have the Dagul Merivava Shekasha Lahakel Neged Shulshem Udeol Rabbeinu Simcha Ravan Ramban Shemachmirim Beikar Din Kesef Bigdei Tzivonim. So you have three huge poskim who are machmir anyway on a kesem and a beged tzivoni. So akopanim bebeged tachton or samach lebesari, you're not going to be mekel. So we have another tzeref here to be machmir. If on one side it's colored and the other side it's white, but since it's samach lebesari, we're going to be machmir. The kachlos of lachmir should the rugas habosim should the meretz tushinsky. V'avu bishilin halachon poskim lahakel. So we're mekel on a beged asamach lebesari if it's a beged tzivoni. But benidon didan we have a sveik sveik lahachmir. What's the sveik sveik al-hachmir? Maybe the halachas like the chasim sofer is machmir if the chaluk is samach l'besara, if it's next to her body, and also so the blood didn't come from elsewhere, it came from her body. And we have another suffix that since the kesem went to the white side, we should also be machmir. And so writes the Prichadosh in Yerideya, Shebe sveik sveik al-hachmir af bid rabbanan azlinan l'chumra. So here we have a sveik sveik al-hachmir, even though it's the rabbanan, the Prichadosh says in Simon Samach Tesiv Kod Mem Dalid, we go l'chumra. And so it's the Erech HaShulchan, the Vavei Amudim, the Noda B'Yehudin, Madura Kam Orachayim, Simen Chof Aleph, Madura Tanyan Yerodeh, Simen Samach Dalet, the Shalos and Shuvos Rav Pe'olim, in a number of places, and many, many Acharon, Vimken, Af Benidon Didon, Davei B'Ksama Derabbanan, so even though we're talking about a Kesef, which is only Derabbanan, there's no Hargasha, Kevan Shiyesh, Sveik Sveik El HaHachmer, Azin El Chumra. So we have ample room here to be machmir. The Rabbi is very often mekel, but here he says we're going to be machmir. So he says, what about that I wrote in Yechavadas and Chelik Hay Simon Chaf Aleph and Ha'ara that we paskin that b'derabban, and even if you have a sveik sveik al hachmir, you're still mekel. And I brought a number of Achronim who write that way, and I have another tshuva where I talk about this. Nevertheless, in our instance, I'm going to be machmir. Yesh lahar and nearly lahachmir benidon didan. If there's a chaluk hasamach lebesar, if it's a chaluk that's not samach lebesar, then you don't have this fake sveik anymore lahachmir. So if she finds in another garment blood that starts on the dark side and then gets to the white side, so you could be make it like the betzel hachachma if you want to. Yesh lo almi lismach. Now we get to the third shaila. Mashanishal, but it's interesting stuff, huh, Rabbi Osai? It's nice to learn. Drinking the remnants of a cup that your wife was in either drank from. Ma din bepachit mashke. What's the din in a can of soda, a canned drink? She drank from a straw. Can you afterwards drink from a different straw? So to drink directly from a glass that your wife drank from when she's in need, you're not allowed to. But she drank from a straw, and now you're going to drink from a different straw. Is that mutter? Says Rav Avadya, near Shiesh Lahakil. Here I want to be mekel, since the etzem is Rishtiyah Me'akos, that the remnants of the shiraim of your wife to drink from her cup is already a machlokas, as the Beis Yosef says that the smack is matir, and the Rambam, the Rush, the Rashbi, the smack, the Sefer Tzvi, the Brei Nirucham are matir. They never asked this, and the Mordechai in the name of the Ravya also is mekal from his Rebbeim to be matir, just in the Hagos Meimodos name of Elazar Mimitz. He asks, and so is the Minhag Olam. But if you have a shinui, of a kash, of a different straw, there's a heger, and mamela, you can be mekel. And that you asked about what I wrote in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTara and Amun Kufchof Hey, that ha'ikar l'svaradim kom shepasuk marin shemutu lecho mishari ma'achol shela. So the svaradim paskin, like the Shulchan Aruch, that a man is allowed to eat the remnant of his wife's food. What about ice cream or ices? Does this have a din of food, which would be mutter, or a drink, which would be usser? So Ravadia says that if she sucked it or licked the ice cream or the ices, you should be machmir, not to lick after her. Why? Because that's derechiba. It's derechiba that a woman licks an ice cream, and then she gives it to her husband, and he licks it also. That's the person does that with his wife, not with someone else's wife. It's pretty gross. He doesn't want the saliva from her mouth, but with a wife, it's derech chiba. He's not makbid. So therefore, here, since it's derech chiba, he should not eat from the remnant of her ice cream or ice as if she already licked from it. And certainly, according to what it says in the Kapei Aaron, that din glida is kemashkim. That ice cream has a din of a drink. There's a big nafkamina lahalacha. If you eat a shear, we know that eating a shear of, if it's food, then you have to eat a kezias within a few minutes. And if it's a drink, you have to drink a revias in a matter of a few seconds. Toch kedei shtias revias. So there's a big question if you make a bracha chwan on ice cream, if it has a din of a food or drink. It's a famous joke that somebody once asked the Rav. If ice cream has a din of food or drink, so he said, "L'mayn afkamina, what's the difference?" He said, "Because before I eat it, I want to know, should I say, I'm eating this l'shem yichud kutsha brichu shchinte, or should I say, I'm drinking this l'shem reini shose l'shem yichud kutsha brichu shchinte?" Either way, we already have a shita that glida has a din of mashkim and memela. Besides that, since svarim are machmar and mashkim, a man should not eat from the remnants of his wife's ice cream. And he sends you to the Betzal HaChachma again. It's Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Yadalid, who brings the name of his brother, the Be'er Moshe, or Moshe Stern, who says that Glida's Mashkim, the Be'er Betzal HaChachma argues with him. He sends you to the Kochve Yitzchak in Chelek Beis Sof Simen Yud Beis, the Minchas Yitzchak, or of Yitzchak, Yaakov Weiss, the head of the Badatz here in Yerushalayim. The Kochve Yitzchak, I think, is Rav Yitzchak Sternhall, who was a Rav in the United States. And then he says, "V'yesh lahar al dvarav," and he sends it to the Shul Kinyan Torah. Aval im chadcha me aglida al yekaf usak and mutal hanas me'asha. But if she just used her spoon or a knife, and she cut off part of the ice cream, then he can eat the rest of it. Okay. Then he's asked here, "Can a woman bring the besamim close to her husband to smell for during Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos in order that he should make a bracha?" Rav Avadya says it's better that she put it on the table and then he'll pick it up and smell. That's ideal. Ideal is that she shouldn't put it in front of him to smell. But Me'ikar HaDin, she's allowed to bring the besamim close to him. And then Rav Gidon Ben Moshe asks, it's not just a better that she put it on the table in front, better that he take it himself. He has to take it himself. Because it says in Orach Chaim that if you make a bracha on something, you have to hold it in your hand, in your right hand. So how does she hold it for him? He has to hold it himself. So Rav Avadya says that if she's holding the besamim, it's like his long hand. Just like if you're in front of a spring, you're allowed to make the bracha on the water and drink, even though the spring is moving, because that was your kavana. So you don't have to actually hold the water in your hand. Also, when you walk into a besamim store, you can make a bracha, you don't have to actually hold the besamim in your hand. So here also, he doesn't actually have to hold it. His kavana is to make the bracha on what she's holding. It's like his long hand. And Memela Mikra Adin, she can hold it for him. Both mitzad hilchas brachas and hilchas nida, but it's better that he hold it himself. Both mitzad hilchas brachas and hilchas nida. And the last question he asks is, "Umashishal ol b'hadikay malon shloyochali mal ashulchan imzel dafka b'chilas kevashal suda or afila b'chilas aroy," that she shouldn't eat with him. A wife should not eat with her husband on one table, if that's dafka suda's keva. Or even a snack. You know, a husband and wife, in order to eat at the same table when she's in need, they have to have some sort of heker, eat on different placemats, something that shows that they separate them. But is this talking about a kavua meal or even a non-kavua meal? So in the Sefer Yireim, Elazar Mimitz and Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis writes that you're now allowed to eat together, a zav and a zava, and also a man and his wife who's in need, and also they shouldn't drink together. And he brings a raya that there was a Talmud in the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Shabbos that he died in half of his days. He died young, And Eliyahu HaNavi said, and the wife said to Eliyahu HaNavi, that he ate with me and drank with me. So you see that drinking is also us. Eliyahu HaNavi said, so blessed is Hashem who killed him. And the reason wasn't only because of the eating, also because of the drinking. Just drinking alone would be usr. So if drinking is usr, they're not allowed to drink together without any heker, without any recognizing a hefsek. So too, they're not allowed to eat achilas aroi. But it could be that Rabbi Elazar Mimitz only asr shtia when she drinks from the coast he drank from. But if everybody's drinking from their own coast, maybe it's not a problem. However, it says in the Sefer Badei HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, V'chein lishto sima al shulchan echad aser v'iser b'zeu afach b'achilas aroi. They're not allowed to drink together at one table, and they're also not allowed to eat a snack together on one table, even achilas aroi. So too, the Sefer Hamanig, don't say that just eating together is aser, even drinking together is aser. However, Avadi concludes to become makom makom tzarech nira li sheish makom lahakab achilas aray al shulchan echad. We could be makel if when achilas aray on one table, but say rav das post kamet kama postkin the svirle dilo shelo asru chachamim ela b'shulchanos ketanim shelahem. The numerous postkim say this whole issue of eating at one table is only when they had small tables like in the old days, but not in our bigger tables. Or they only asked if it's one plate, like I discussed at great length in the Tara Sabais and Chelik Beis, page 110. So therefore, it's better not to eat a snack at the same table, but there is what to be makil, because it's not so pashut that the snacking is usr, and even if it is, maybe the whole issur of eating at one table is if it's a small table, but not our bigger tables. Certainly if it's a really, really huge table and there are two ends, then already that's usr, even a meal, as the poskim say. Akopanim Rav Avadya concludes this beautiful tshuva, and he says, "Vanira laniyus daiti kasavti v'ratzon shiyale maila maila b'maila satora v'ayira ligaon ulitif eres." He gives him a bracha. He should go so high, and growing in Torah and in Yira, for glory, greatness, b'chvod Rav u'be'ava Rabba. He signs his name, Rabbi. He doesn't sign Rabbi, but I'm saying Rabbi Avadya Yosef. So Baruch Hashem. We were zochah to learn some hilchos nida, some hilchos tara. It should be mosif tara, tara neshamas, and we should be zochah lilmo du lamed lishmo v'lasis l'kaim. It's called divrei samu toras v'yahava. Amen v'amen. I also have to thank my chavrusa, Hirsch Yonason Palak, with whom I learned hilchos nida. So without him, what would I know? So I thank him, and I thank everybody for listening. Have a wonderful day. Hashem imachem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Until next time.